Okay, so this is a diffusion exercise. And I'll explain what that is. But just for the first few moments, just uncross your legs and arms. Find a comfy spot for your head. Close your eyes and just breathe in nice and deep and slow in through your nose and out through your mouth. Breathing in nice and deep and slow all the way in. And then exhaling out through your mouth, letting your shoulders drop down, letting your jaw release, letting the muscles in your tummy just relax and loosen. Just notice any tension or tightness anywhere in your body. And just exhale and let go of that tension, let go of that tightness. Breathing in nice and deep and slow in through the nose. And then all the way out through the mouth, nice and slow, just letting go of tension and tightness. And as you exhale, just imagine blowing it out, like you're blowing away an energy, tightness, tension, stress, just blowing it all out, breathing in nice and deep and slow. Then exhale out, all the way, letting go. So continue to focus on your breathing for a few moments while I describe the exercise for you. So this is, as I mentioned, a diffusion exercise. And diffusion simply means to separate, to get some distance and perspective. And it's known by the acronym STOP, S-T-T-O-P. So this exercise is all about learning how to separate, get distance from overwhelming, distressing thoughts, feelings, and urges. It's normal, typical for us throughout a day to be overwhelmed by some distressing thoughts and emotions. They could be anxiety, fear, sadness, anger, frustration, whatever it may be. The anxiety, fear, sadness, frustration occurs quickly, and then we become hijacked. We can feel ourselves revving up, getting tight, constricted in our body. We can feel our mind racing from one thought to the next. We can feel the urge, the behavioral urge, to just yell, scream, withdraw, retreat, whatever it may be. We can very quickly become hijacked. So this exercise is all about learning another way to disentangle from overwhelming, distressing thoughts and feelings. So we're less overwhelmed, less hijacked, and able to access the rational parts of our mind. We can unhook from the emotional parts of our mind that activate. When there's a release of neurochemicals and hormones associated with anger, anxiety, sadness, overwhelm, frustration, whatever they may be, cortisol, corticotropin-releasing hormone, stress hormones, norepinephrine, whatever it may be, our brain gets hijacked, our body turns to flight, fright, freeze response, and we just freeze or we react or we fight, flight, fright, freeze. So this exercise is all about disentangling from this very quick response. And generally all you need is about 90 minutes to a few minutes to disentangle. But in order to disentangle, you need to pause. So what I'd like you to do now is bring to mind a recent situation. And I want you to remember what triggered you. Was it a thought you had? Was it an external trigger, something somebody said or did? Was it both, something they said or did, something you thought, or something you felt, or something you did afterwards? Remember what triggered you, where you were, exactly where you were. Were you in your truck? Were you at home? Were you in the bedroom, the kitchen? Were you at work? Where exactly were you? Then, too, bring back to mind what you were feeling. What was the strongest emotion you were having? It's normal to feel a number of emotions. But typically, there's one emotion that's the strongest. So bring to mind, what was the emotion you were feeling? Were you feeling overwhelmed, defeated, dismissed, minimized, disregarded? Were you feeling frustrated? If it's anger, try to get under the anger. What were you feeling underneath the anger? Was there fear? Sadness? What was the emotion that was the strongest? And also, where did you experience that emotion in your body? Was it in your chest? Was it in your tummy? Was it in your jaw? Were you feeling a heat come over your entire body? Were your thoughts racing? What were you feeling in your body? Was it a heaviness in your chest? Often we experience different emotions in our body differently. People experience fear, worry differently, but more often than not, they'll feel it in their tummy. They'll feel a blocking sensation in their throat or high in their stomach. If it's shame or guilt, they'll feel a heaviness in their chest. If it's anger, typically they'll feel a warmth and energy surge throughout their body. If it's feeling dismissed, minimized, inconsequential, unimportant, you start to feel retreat, you start to feel small. Overall sense of heaviness, shrinking. So just try to notice where in your body you feel it and what is the emotion. And remember as well what you wanted to do. If you could have done anything without shame, regret, or remorse, what was it you felt like doing the most or not doing? Was it retreat? Was it to yell, to scream? Was it to ruminate? Was it to punch something? What was the urge that was the strongest? And also bring to mind, what was the thing that you wanted most? If you could have had a magic wand and you could have had anything in that moment, what did you want the most? What did you feel you needed the most? And in that situation, with that person or in that context, was that want or desire reasonable and accessible at that time? Was it reasonable and accessible? So after you've brought that situation to mind, we're going to step through the process of this exercise. So there's 5 steps in the STOP acronym. S stands for stop. T, the first T, stands for taking a deep breath in to 7 and out to 11. The second T stands for taking notice, and we'll go through that in detail. The O stands for observe what happens as you do this specific exercise to diffuse and separate. And peace, plan to respond differently. So when you think of that situation now, what's a time in that event where you could have paused, where it would have been helpful to pause? Or if you think of the situation as one upcoming, what's a situation where sensations you're feeling in your body, a sign where it would be important to stop, to pause? So know yourself. Know when you're getting flooded, overwhelmed, hijacked. What are the signs where you need to pause? Just bring that to mind. Stopping is the most important thing you can do when you feel overwhelmed, hijacked. It's that 90 seconds to a few minutes that makes a world of difference. Can change what we do and what we say and how we feel. Stop. Whenever you feel flooded, overwhelmed, or hijacked, whenever you imagine yourself and you know the signs, it's important to stop. The T, the first T, takes some long, slow, deep breaths. Sometimes we have to leave the situation to say, I need to pause that for a second. You choose the washroom and you go there and you just take some breaths. Nice, long, slow, deep breaths. It's not about pushing the situation down or away. It's about getting your reasoning, rational mind back on board, disengaging the emotional parts of the brain so that you can think clearly, rationally, reasonably, and negotiate an outcome that best serves you. So take some long, slow, deep breaths. Into seven, in through the nose or mouth, whatever you're most comfortable with. Breathing in nice and deep and slow. And then exhaling out. And again, take as many long, slow, deep breaths as you need. It may take a set of 10, 2 sets of 10, 3 sets of 10. You may find yourself needing to take 5 or 10 minutes just to disengage. And as you're doing that, it's important that your mind isn't building a legal argument, because that'll just intensify the distress. In that moment, all you're focused on is just getting calm so you can re-engage the rational mind, letting that breath go. So doing that as much and as long as you need, that's the first T, taking some long, slow, deep breaths. So continuing to do that out there throughout the next part of this exercise. So the second T is to take notice. So in that situation that may be in the past or is in the future, I want you to think about how you were or would be feeling. So name that emotion. Take notice of what you're feeling. Take notice of how you're experiencing that emotion in your body. Take notice, too, of the exact words going through your head. Could be many, many words. This is not fair. This will never change. This feel hopeless. This is wrong. She should listen. What are the exact thoughts going through your mind? And there could be many thoughts, but typically, just like emotions, there's one thought that is more damning than others. So bring to mind what the exact words are going through your mind. Also take notice of what the urges are. What was the urge you had to do or to not do, to say or to not say? Take notice too of what was exactly said or done that triggered you. What was the exact thing that triggered you? What was your belief about the situation? What did you believe about the situation, about the person, about you, about the future, about the past? What did you believe? In any situation, there's an activating event, an antecedent. Then there's a belief, and beliefs cause rise to thoughts. There's an activating event, there's a belief, and there's a consequence. Sometimes the consequence is emotional, behavioral, but it's a simple ABC system that is helpful to disentangle. What was the worst about what was said or done that you reacted to? What was the worst about what you were thinking about you, the situation, the future, the past that triggered you? What did you believe? So the next step, O, is to observe what happens as you just take notice and repeat to yourself what you're feeling. So just quietly in your mind, I want you to finish these sentences. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. I notice the feeling of, name it, sadness, overwhelm, frustration, unimportance, whatever it might be, and release it, let it go. I notice the feeling of, say it quietly in your mind's eye, and then release it and let it go. I notice the feeling of, and release it and let it go. And one more time, I notice the feeling of, and release it and let it go. I notice the thought of, long, slow, deep breath in, and exhale and let it go. Let go of the words, imagine erasing them. Imagine the letters dropping off the chalkboard. And notice the thought of, and release it and let it go, blow it away, erase it, see it disintegrate. I notice the thought of, good, and one last time. I notice the thought of and release it and let it go. We're doing each of them four times. I notice the experience in my body of that emotion of perhaps tightness or tension. And just imagine it dissipating, spreading out, dissolving, evaporating. As you take a long, slow, deep breath in, imagine the feeling in your body just lessening, spreading around, dissolving, evaporating as you exhale out. And again, notice the feeling in your body. And imagine it, if it's a tightness, just imagine it unraveling like a ball of yarn. Imagine it dissolving, like a color tablet dropped into water, dissipating, dissolving, disappearing. Melting like an ice cube, just let it go, let it melt. Let the tightness, the heaviness, the anxiety melt away. And just take notice of the thing you wanted most. And it's not that we're letting go of it, we're just loosening our grip on it. We're stepping away from it, we're not losing sight of it. We're just loosening our grip on it. The desperation just loosens. So the thing you wanted most, desired most, notice it and just take a step back from it as you breathe in. And out. Just take a step back from it. Loosen your grip. You're not losing sight of it. It's still in your binoculars. It's an aspiration. It's a goal. It's a value. You're just needing it less desperately. And lastly, remember the behavior, what you wanted to do, say, not do, whether it was to retreat or give up, whether it was to yell or scream, just notice the behavior and just step away from it. Step away from avoidance, just pause it. Step away from the desire to yell and scream. Just pause it. Step away from the desire to retreat. You can just pause it. What we're trying to do is get some separation from strong emotion and urges, thoughts and feelings. We're not sweeping them away, minimizing or ignoring. We're just simply pausing for now. So now I'd like you to imagine how you will respond to this trigger. I want you to plan. The P in stop is to plan to respond in two different ways. One, how can you show yourself more compassion and kindness in this sort of situation in the future? In this situation you experienced, how could you show yourself more compassion and kindness? How could you validate yourself more? Perhaps it's remembering you have a right to feel the way you feel. You have a right to express how you feel. There's no right or wrong about how you feel. Our feelings originate from our thoughts. And we can evaluate our feelings critically, but nobody else can tell us what to feel, what's right or wrong, what's good or bad. Only you can critically evaluate your feelings as they originate from your thoughts. So thinking about this situation, I want you to plan one way, when you're triggered this way in the future, how you might show yourself more compassion and kindness, how you may take care of yourself a little bit better. What is one specific thing you plan to do? And every time you listen to this exercise, you think of one specific way. You may change it, or it may be the same. You may modify it over time. Just think for now of one thing that you can do that'll show you more self-care, compassion, and kindness. And the other part of P is plan to respond in a way that is markedly different than you might have in the past. What is one way, even if it's scary or frightening or uncomfortable, what is one way you can respond, one thing you'll do or say, that would be markedly different than you might have responded in the past? So just bring those two things to mind. And when you think about this situation now and compare that to how you felt at the beginning of the exercise, notice what's different. Notice what's changed. Notice how you feel differently, how you think differently, how you may respond differently. Notice too if you feel a bit more separation from the trigger, a little bit more diffusion, perspective. So the steps are STTOP, stop, take a deep breath, take notice of what you're thinking in that moment, the exact words going through your head, take notice of what you're feeling, take notice of how you're feeling that in your body, take notice of what your urge is, what it is you want to do or not do, take notice of exactly what triggered you. Was it outside or inside? Was it something somebody did or said, or a combination of things you thought? And take notice of what you wanted most in that situation. And when that situation with that person, is it reasonable and accessible? Oh, is to observe what happens as you take some long, slow, deep breaths and just pay attention. Observe what you're thinking and blow it away. Observe what you're feeling, blow it away. Observe what you're feeling in your body and allow it to lessen, dissipate, lessen, shrink down, float away, evaporate. observe what the urge is to do or to not do, and just step back from it. Observe what you wanted most and just loosen your grip on it. Don't lose sight of it. And P, plan to proceed in a way that shows yourself compassion. Plan to respond in a way that's markedly different than in the past. Even if it's uncomfortable, makes you feel vulnerable. It's unusual for you, whatever it may be. So when you're ready, you can just open your eyes and return to the room around you.